Track 34.
From Spain to Brazil, Poland to Australia, people are working via text message, viewing their bank accounts on their mobiles, using their phones as video or music players. In India, handsets sell for under $25, with 1 cent a minute phone calls across India and 1 cent text messages and no monthly charge. In the US, on the other hand, consumers pay a relative fortune just to own the latest gadget. The USA and other parts of the world seem to be moving in different directions. American companies are concentrating on fancier, more expensive devices, which give their customers status. In developing countries, the focus is on creating more and more uses for cheap, basic mobiles. Americans don't seem to have fallen completely in love with the mobile. Text messaging, so vital to Indians, for example, has yet to become mainstream, where most chatting seems to be done via the internet. Compare this with India or Kenya. Here, mobiles are truly universal technology. It is always with you, cheap and easily repaired, opening a new frontier of innovation. One Indian company offers a text message service for job hunters. Even without the internet, job seekers can register by texting information about themselves. They will get a list of potential jobs along with employers' phone numbers. In Africa, the mobile phone is opening up new ways of managing money. In the West, where most people have bank accounts, plastic cards have become the norm. But projects like PesaPal in Kenya have made the mobile a tool of personal finance, allowing you to convert cash into cell phone money at your local grocer, which can instantly be wired to anyone with a phone. In many places, the phone has moved to the center of community life. In Africa, churches record sermons with mobile phones, sending them out to remote villages. In places like Moldova, phones help to organize protests against the government. In India, the mobile allows voters, via text message, to check on election candidates' incomes and criminal backgrounds. All this suggests an innovation gap between the richest societies and the poorest, not in how fancy or expensive your phone is, but in how you use it. And will the United States, which gains so much from the internet revolution, be able to profit from the billions of mobile users in developing countries, a massive worldwide middle class with a simple mobile and a less is more sensibility? Will domestic demand for sleeker, faster, more elegant devices make it harder for the US to innovate for the huge developing world outside, still dominated by everyday needs?